You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening.
So I'm Laura Wells, and we've just came third in the novice silver with Park Roscoe, who's 13 hands, so he's a little pocket rocky, doesn't think he's 13 hands at all. We've just come off a roller coaster with him, really, because last year we found he'd got, it's something that's never been seen with a living horse before, a sinus condition. That basically his sinuses weren't allowing air back out, so it was filling to the point where it was distorting the bones in his skull. We started to realise when we were in training with him that he just started to just not seem himself. So luckily we sort of read the signs, went to our local vet first, and then they said, I think there's something a little bit more to it. So Roscoe went off to Liverpool University, and they found out after MRI scans that he'd got this condition. They'd got to operate or else he wouldn't survive. So hearing that, we obviously thought this was the end of the story for this sort of career, which was fine. We just wanted to save him, really. He's owned by Jackie Holford, I ride for her, but he's been with me since he was four, and I broke him, and he's eight now, and I think I'm the only one that's ever rode him. So, you know, he's just, for me, he's like mine. And so I just wanted him to be saved, and if he could only hack or just be in a field, that was fine. She operated, opened him a hole. She didn't know really what to do or whether it would work, but she said, we've got to do something. So I opened up a hole, to like a window, she called it, so that the air could come back out. Sent us home and said, just see how he goes, and then come back to us. And then we brought him into work. Within 6 weeks, he was out winning again, and feeling really good. And then we went back up to Liverpool, which was a bit nerve-wracking just before Christmas, to see whether we were okay, because I'd got the regionals with him coming up. So I said to Jackie, I'd like to go, knowing that he's all right, because if he's not, he doesn't need to go. Yeah. And we got the green light. She let us see, and everything has worked fantastic. So yeah, it's incredible to think you'd never sit on him again, to be in there. He's just, wow. It's so
very emotional.
Yeah, an emotional day. And he's just so, it's the start. He's, you know, when you just think this pony, I just don't think it matters that he's so small, because he's just got it all.
You just want to hug him. Yeah. We were all just standing around him. Yeah. He's got lovely big eyes, and he's looking eyes, and just wanting to.
Yeah. He's known for his eyes at home. He's called Roscoe, his stable name, and he is a rascal, to be honest. Everybody sort of, pulls straws to not have to go fetch him from the field sometimes and that, but, you work with him because he's talented, and it has to be his way. It's his way or no way.
What a fantastic story. I mean, that the emotion must be running through you when he was out there clearly enjoying himself with horses three times his size, and he didn't care. No. So he clearly put in such a big effort for you today.
He's today, we take Roscoe out and he can be unpredictable, so I always say I'll ride what I've got on the day. I can't ever really think any further forwards than that. So all the training goes in with Guy Reynolds, who I almost mentioned because he's fantastic, been amazing. Then we just work on what we've got. And today, you just know, don't you? And it just felt like it was just me and him. Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
I can't say anything else, but well done and good luck for the future with him.
Thank you very much. Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.